Track number 11, Palazzo Magnani and the city's number one problem. As you leave the library, turn right. At the corner where Via Farini meets Corso Garibaldi is Palazzo Panciroli Trivelli, where Napoleon slept during his visit to the city on the 26th of June, 1797, shortly after the Republic of Reggio Emilia was proclaimed in December 1796. At number 29 on Corso Garibaldi, you will also see Palazzo Magnani on your right, which is now an exhibition gallery. On the facade corner, you will notice the historical marble herma of the two-fronted Janus with the inscription Aeternum Servabo 1576, a work attributed to the artist Clemente. Keep strolling down the avenue. You're still on the course of the riverbed that once ran through the city. And as you do that, I will tell you about Reggio Emilia's number one problem, dating back to the time when it was first founded. It is the fact that the city lies far from the seashore and suffers from terrible weather conditions, like many other cities in the Po River plains, also set far back from the seashores of the Adriatic Sea. You should know, for example, that people who suffer from meteoropathy and from chronic depression are generally not advised to live here. The only time when life is comfortable here is autumn and springtime, the so-called mid-seasons, when the continental climate is more temperate. In the summertime, temperatures can soar to and often exceed 38 degrees centigrade, and humidity levels can get close to 100%, so that the temperature you feel in your body seems much higher and more sweltering than the one actually recorded by the thermometer. The sultry weather is unbearable, which is why the shopping malls get so busy in the summer, thanks to their indoor air conditioning systems. Whenever there are extended periods of drought, in some of the churches in the provincial towns lying along the Po River, there is still a tradition of calling the faithful flock to prayer, to ask God to grant rain as soon as possible. The weather situation in winter is terrible too, not only because of the natural lowering of temperatures, but especially due to the fog, which hinders visibility and creates traffic problems, often resulting in nose-to-tail crashes. To avoid taking unnecessary risks, it is not advisable to travel by car when there is thick fog.